Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. Leading off today, we talked yesterday about the new iPhone 16 and iPhone 16 Pro. And as always, Apple has also rearranged the rest of the iPhone lineup to accommodate its new flagships. Apple has discontinued the iPhone 13, which was first introduced in 2021, as well as the previous flagship iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max. This leaves the iPhone SE as the oldest iPhone in the lineup, and it's expected to get an update sometime in early 2025. Apple has also adjusted pricing for the rest of its iPhone lineup in wake of the iPhone 16 launch. The iPhone SE is still priced at $429. The iPhone 14 has dropped from $699 to $599. The iPhone 14 Plus has dropped from $799 to $699. The iPhone 15 has dropped from $799 to $699. And the iPhone 15 Plus has dropped from $899 to $799. And as we talked about yesterday, pricing for the iPhone 16 lineup is unchanged at $799 for the 16, $899 for the 16 Plus, $999 for the 16 Pro, and $1199 for the 16 Pro Max. Next up today, if you're planning to pre-order a new iPhone 16 or iPhone 16 Pro, Apple is making it super easy to prep for that pre-order rush via the Apple Store app and the Apple Online Store. If you head to either of those places today, you'll see the option to prepare for iPhone 16 pre-orders. Through this process, you can go through the pre-order configurator and pick your exact iPhone 16 configuration options, such as the specific model you want, the color, and the storage. You can also get a trade-in quote if you're trading in an older device and choose AppleCare coverage plans. Additionally, if you're a member of the iPhone Upgrade Program, you can check your upgrade eligibility and get pre-approved for your loan through Apple's partner, Citizens Bank. If you're paying with an Apple Card, whether in full or with Apple Card monthly installments, you can also authorize your card for the full amount of the purchase, minus any applicable trade-in credit. The option to prepare for pre-orders through the Apple Store app and online will be available until the end of the day on September 12th. Pre-orders for the iPhone 16 are officially set to open on Friday, September 13th at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 5 a.m. Pacific Time. And if you prepare your pre-order today, you can breeze through Friday's process in just a couple of taps. Next up today, the iOS 18 Release Candidate Update, the final beta for developers and public beta testers, has revealed new details about Apple's plans for a pair of earbuds with a built-in heart rate sensor. According to the beta and our own sources, Apple plans to bring new heart rate sensing technology not only to AirPods Pro, but also to PowerBeats Pro. Apple started teasing the new PowerBeats Pro last week, but didn't provide any details about new features. But assets included in the iOS 18 RC firmware give us a closer look at the PowerBeats Pro 2 design. The new PowerBeats Pro design is slimmer than before, while the charging case also looks to be slightly smaller. They also will still include controls on the headphones themselves, including a new touch-sensitive button on the Beats logo and a physical button on the stem of each earbud. But the real news here is that the PowerBeats Pro 2 will have a built-in heart rate sensor. These earbuds will send the user's heart rate to the Apple Health app during workouts so users can see their heart rate and other details about their workout, even if they aren't wearing an Apple Watch. Code found in the latest beta says that users will have to wear both earbuds during workouts to track and send that data to Apple Health. And again, this technology is expected to not only come to PowerBeats Pro 2, but also to AirPods Pro 3, both of which are expected to be released next year. We are sponsored this week by iMazing from DigiDNA, the world's most trusted app for managing iPhones and Apple mobile devices from a Mac or PC. With iMazing 3, you gain powerful backup, data extraction, media and file transfer capabilities, and so much more. There's iOS backup management, a quick transfer feature to drag and drop files and folders to your device, message extraction and archiving to PDF, and so much more. It's perfect for both casual and advanced users, and you can try iMazing 3 for free by hitting the link in the show notes or visiting iMazing.com. My thanks to DigiDNA and iMazing for supporting the show. Rounding out today, Apple shared quite a bit of news about AirPods yesterday, including the launch of new AirPods 4. For AirPods Pro users, however, there was also some exciting news, with Apple unveiling new hearing health features rolling out over the course of the coming months. Apple says its new set of hearing health features for AirPods Pro focus on providing an end-to-end experience for prevention, awareness, and assistance. The first new feature here is hearing protection. Apple says that this is meant to help users prevent exposure to loud environmental noise while also preserving the signature sound of what they're listening to. AirPods Pro 2 ear tips help provide passive noise reduction, but the feature also taps into the H2 chip to actively reduce louder, more intermittent noise at 48,000 times per second. Apple also says there's an all-new multi-band high dynamic range algorithm that will ensure sounds at live events like concerts remain natural and vibrant when wearing AirPods Pro 2. This new hearing protection feature is set to launch with the latest AirPods Pro firmware, along with iOS 18, iPadOS 18, and macOS Sequoia this month. Next, Apple announced a new hearing test tool for AirPods Pro 2. This will let users quickly test their hearing using just their AirPods Pro and an iPhone or iPad. Apple says this feature utilizes a standard clinical approach called Pure Tone Audiometry. It leverages advanced acoustic science and provides users with an interactive experience. And after the user completes the test, they'll see an easy-to-understand summary of their results and can choose to share those results with their healthcare provider. The results will be saved and accessible at all times through the Health app. Apple says that the hearing test feature will receive marketing authorization from global health authorities soon. It's expected to launch in more than 100 countries and regions this fall, including the United States, Japan, and Germany. Tying into the new hearing test feature, AirPods Pro 2 are also adding an all-new Media Assist feature. This will use the hearing profile generated from their hearing test results to give users the ability to personalize the AirPods Pro listening experience. Apple says that this will benefit everyone, including those with little to no hearing loss. The Media Assist feature will boost certain parts of speech on a phone call or instruments within a soundtrack to help an even broader population, Apple says. Finally, AirPods Pro 2 are adding a new over-the-counter hearing aid capability for users with mild to moderate hearing loss. This feature will use the results from the hearing test feature to provide users with a clinical-grade hearing aid. When turned on, the feature enables personalized dynamic adjustments so users have the sounds around them boosted in real time. Apple says this first-of-its-kind software-based hearing aid feature brings users the ability to fine-tune their experience at any time, making access to hearing assistance easier than ever at an approachable price point. Apple also says that users can set up the hearing aid feature with an audiogram that was created by a hearing health professional, and the hearing aid feature is grounded in science and was validated through rigorous scientific studies. The hearing aid feature for AirPods Pro 2 will receive approval from health authorities soon and will launch this fall in over 100 countries and regions, again including the US, Germany, and Japan. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.